Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY 2024 post-results conference call of Sai Silks (Kalamandir) Limited, hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jay Gandhi from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gandhi.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Season's greetings, and thank you for joining the first call post-listing of Sai Silks and also the second quarter FY 2024 earnings call. Today we have with us Mr. Bharadwaj, VP Sai Silks (Kalamandir), and Mr. KVLN Sarma, Chief Financial Officer, with us. So without further ado, I hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you.
A very good evening and a warm welcome to one and all. I am Bharadwaj Rachamadugu, Senior Vice President, Sai Silks (Kalamandir). Thank you all for taking time to join us today to discuss Sai Silks (Kalamandir)'s quarter two and first half financial results of FY 2024. I have with me Mr. KVLN Sarma, the CFO of our company. This is our first earnings call that we are doing after our IPO, and I would like to take a moment to thank you all for your support. To quickly summarize, Sai Silks (Kalamandir) Limited has four brands, namely Kalamandir, Varamahalakshmi Silks, Brand Mandir, KLM Fashion Mall. Our retail store presence is in four states of AP, Telangana, Tamil Nadu, and Karnataka, and we have about 54 stores as of September 30th. With regards to our store count, we have 12 Kalamandirs, 19 KLM Fashion Malls, 19 Varamahalakshmi Silks, and four Mandir stores. Kalamandir, which is focused towards the middle-income class segment, KLM Fashion Mall, a hybrid value fashion mall format. Varamahalakshmi Silks is focused towards the wedding and the celebration wear. Brand Mandir focused on premium high-end, unique, and niche segment of the society. Together, we cater to the entire spectrum of the women's ethnic industry. During this quarter and first half, we have not added any new stores, and our retail square foot remains the same of around 603,000 sq ft. As you all are aware, our business model predominantly operates in the wedding celebration and the occasion wear industry. During this quarter and H1, we saw an impact of Adhik Maas, which has impacted the wedding dates, and that's why the operations of H1 are exactly not representative of the annual figures what we see. This year, the calendar seems to have moved a little bit towards H2. On the implementation front, we have made significant progress on narrowing down and finalizing new locations to set up our stores. Post-quarter two, as you are aware and as per our intimation to the stock exchanges, we have opened three new stores of Varamahalakshmi Silks. That puts us to 57 stores as of today. The business outlook seems to be brighter in the next quarters to come, and we expect robust growth during the next two quarters on account of festivals and marriage season all in all falling in together. With regards to our quarter two and H1 numbers, our CFO, KVLN Sarma, will take you through them. Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. With regard to the quarter two results, I'll speak on a YoY basis compared to last year's September figures. We did a turnover of 327 crores revenue as against previous similar quarters, 309 crores, an increase of about 5.86%. Gross profit stood at 136 crores as against 121, an improvement to the extent of about 12.29%. EBITDA increased to 55 crores as against 41 last year. That would be approximately 34% up. Profit before tax on a YoY basis was 31.6 crores as against 23 last year, an improvement to the extent of 35%. Profit after tax was 23 crores as against 17 last year. That's about 33% improvement on a YoY basis for the second quarter. Coming to half year, The revenue from operations was 631 crores as against the 648 crores last year. That's a small dip of about 2.69%. Gross profit improved by way of various factors to approximately 259 crores as against 249 crores last half year. EBITDA is 99.6 crores as against 97 last year. PBT was profit before tax was 54 as against 61. And the profit after tax is 40 crores for this half year as against 46 crores last year. We broadly, one of the reasons why we would have equated the last year's figures but for a small issue with our flagship store in Chennai, Mylapore, where because of a metro construction, their access was restricted. Otherwise, we would have perhaps done equated on the revenue front during this half year. We are expecting that this impact will be there for a quarter or two more. So, broadly, this is the financial parameters for the half year and quarter. Now, I leave the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may please press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening to everyone. Congrats for a good set of numbers. My question is on the industry demand outlook. Like you mentioned, there will be a robust growth. So I just want to ask, means, are you expecting any improvement in terms of market share against the peers in the upcoming two quarters? Like you people are also opening the new stores in Tamil Nadu. So what is the update on that also? And what is the outlook or what is the target revenue for FY24 in absolute numbers?
Thank you for the question. So with regards to the market outlook, as you all aware with the Adhik Mass, there's a shift in the calendar of approximately a month or so. And even if you talk about last year, Dashara season came around October 5th. What we generally see in our stores is our women customers, when they tend to buy at least 2 to 3 weeks in advance. So that's the reason why our queue has a little bit shifted towards the third quarter. And if you talk about third quarter predominantly, it is always being aligned together with wedding and festivals all in all put together. And therefore, we've already seen this traction with our Dashara seasons. All of our stores have better footfalls and walk-ins in our stores. And we believe that this is going to continue all in all across Q3 as well as to Q4 as well. Talking about our Tamil Nadu store presence, I think as we did mention, we have opened 3 new stores. These stores also have phenomenal response. We have been getting amazing footfalls and walk-ins from D1 itself. And we believe this is going to continue in the near future for the next quarters to come. With respect to the market shares, I think it is safe to say that, you know, in the areas where we operate, there are all kinds of players who operate, being unorganized players as well as the organized players. But Varamahalakshmi Silks has a heritage because it's having a heritage of over more than 12 years. And that is the reason why our customers are able to resonate to that brand language, and we can expect a good season in the next quarters to come. I hope that answered your question.
Right. And what is the absolute turnover target, if you can share?
See, unlike a manufacturing process where there will be a capacity and then order book position, etc., in the retail, it would be one factor where giving an probable indication would be slightly difficult. But by the way the things are going, by the way the calendar has shifted to the second half, we are targeting, we are working towards a target of improvement in the range of about 5 to 10% by during this year.
So 5 to 10% in comparison to what?
Last year.
Last year Y on Y next two, right?
Correct.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas from Econ Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for my question. You just opened this 3 stores right now in this quarter. Means is the current going on in October or November. So, and whatever your existing stores is there, is the 54 stores is there, it's all this Monday, Varma, Lakshmi and everything. What is your parameter for the mature stores revenue as well as new store revenue? Because generally, what is my understanding of the prospectus and the other documents? Your current revenue per store is 25 crores per year is per store. As per my understanding, is the average number. What is our understanding for the new store, mature store as well as is a new store?
So the 24 or 25 crores average revenue is across all the formats as a company's average for the last year. Currently going ahead, we will be expanding only on our premium format, Varma Lakshmi format, which has a higher productivity at the store level. And also during the launching, we do a big time launches in all these stores whenever we are putting up these stores. So initial throughputs will be a little higher than the averages. So in the new stores, of course, these are being coming into existence as a part of the year, 3 months, 4 months or so. But during these periods, the footfall and the turnovers will be slightly better than the company averages.
Whatever the new stores is there, it is slightly, you confident?
Slightly better than the company averages in the initial period. It will be a spike in the initial period when we put up this store. Being a new store and we create a lot of visibility among the local area of creation of the store, etc. So there will be a spike initially, and over a period next 2-3 seasons, it will slowly taper down and will settle at the company.
To quickly add here, the idea here is to make sure the visibility and the nearby visibility, the vicinity knows that our stores are opened, and therefore rather like having a slow growth of revenues coming in our stores, we expect a good traction from day one itself. So the 24 crore number, as you were talking about, is an average panned out for all four formats put together. With that, Varma Lakshmi being on the higher end, I think we should be able to expect better than the company's averages, I think. And because these stores are new stores, we should be able to expect a better number than a company average.
You track on the month, or it's a somewhere it's a 3 months or 6 month period is required for the break even kind of number for new stores, or are you confident enough for the day one itself?
The stores, because of their higher productivity in the initial stages, in fact on capex part we will be able to cover within a short period only. Even the along with inventory also, it would not take long anyway. But in the initial periods itself, we should be able to cover the capex expenditure, etc.
Okay. And one thing also I want to understand, you mentioned this is a two, I think, warehouse will be coming up in the south.
Yes.
So any update regarding this one is there?
Any of?
For the new warehouses, which you mentioned on the
places. Yeah, places. One is in Hyderabad, augmenting the warehousing capacity in Hyderabad. And the second will be to serve the cluster in Tamil Nadu. We have identified a small satellite warehouse in Salem as of now. And we will have a major warehouse somewhere around Chennai or other place, depending on the store locations that we finalize ultimately.
Quickly to add here, I think the Tamil Nadu entire state, the idea, the areas where we have narrowed down is strategically spread across tier A and tier 2 cities as well. For example, Coimbatore, Madurai, other cities as well. So our warehouse that we're trying to put will have a strategical location. So because these upcoming stores, all these 30 new stores will be coming in the Tamil Nadu state, we expect to increment our, I mean, we expect to put up a new warehouse in Tamil Nadu. Additionally, we also have identified a small distribution slash warehousing unit in and around Salem.
So this is a more or less, this stores is a kind of the fulfillment center as well as is a backup of your main stores.
This is dedicatedly a warehousing capacity. It will not be a store. It will definitely be a warehousing unit where and the Salem unit specifically will be a warehousing slash distribution center.
I just asked to you, this one is it some kind of the, because you are online presence also there. So this is warehouse for the fulfillment center for the online purpose or no?
No, it is completely for the offline network itself. For the online part of the business, our omni-channel network is able to suffice our online business part. And the online operations as of today, the entire inventory and the stock is being catered from the Telangana stores.
Okay, only the Telangana stores. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So in the IPO, we have raised 125 crore rupees for the 30 stores. So in how much time the 30 stores will be open?
It is approximately 18 months. That is, this year we will be opening about 7 to 10 stores. Next year will be 18 stores in the FY25. And the balance 5 to 6 stores will be in the first quarter of the FY26.
And mainly these stores will be the Varalakshmi format or in Kalamandir and which format?
25 of these will be Varamalakshmi format. 5 of these will be Kalamandir format. But depending on the local requirements and the demand that foresee, we may change the format if necessary. But predominantly, it will be Varamalakshmi format only.
So, we have 54 stores and 3 stores open and total we are going to open 30 stores in the 18 months. So if we talk about the southern market, so how much is the potential, how much stores could be there in the next 4-5 years?
See, talking about the industry per se, our revenues are currently, wherever we're coming from, is only coming from 12 cities. Though we operate in across 4 states, our revenues are only coming from 12 cities. Now, taking the likes of the other potential markets where we have not even explored, for instance, our market in entire Telangana is revolving around Hyderabad. For instance, in entire Karnataka, we have stores only in Bangalore. Tamil Nadu, we just touched the tip of the iceberg and the rest of the entire market is open for us to explore, and Kerala, we are not even present. So, the idea here is for us to penetrate deep into Tamil Nadu market, because Tamil Nadu market per se also has an equivalent size of Andhra and Telangana put together. That's what the industry sizing is. And today as we speak, the total size of the saree industry when we work with Technopak is around 46,500 crores. 50% of that is coming from the South Indian states, which is close to 23,500 crores coming from the South Indian states. Last year, I'm only talking about the saree revenue. Last year, we did a revenue of about 1,350. Out of that, the saree contribution was close to 950 crores. So taking that math, and if you put a quick math, you'll understand that our market share in the current areas where we operate is just under 4.5%. That kind of gives you a sense of how big the market is and how much of a potential we have in these existing markets even before looking out at other sides of the other cities and other states as well. At this point of time, we believe that the Varamahalakshmi format is the perfect perfect fit into the Tamil Nadu market, because Tamil Nadu market has a very good consumption in terms of sarees, especially silk sarees. And Varamahalakshmi silks exactly cater to that market, so that's why it's a perfect balance and synchronization with the market needs. And with that same vision, that's why we anticipated that, you know, we will be opening up about 25 of Varamahalakshmi stores and 5 Kalamandir stores using the IPO proceeds in the next 2 fiscal years to come.
On the potential side, as Bharadwaj explained, we have a presence only in Bangalore, and Bangalore has a larger potential further, and we have not even gone into the other areas of Karnataka. So together, and Kerala is fully unexplored. So we have a large potential over and above this 85-90 stores that we will be completing in the next 1.5 years. On a broader sense, if you take our implementation, perhaps it will be another 6 to 7 years for us to complete the south itself. And on a broader perspective, you can count that we can have approximately 200 to 250 stores potential within South India itself.
Okay, so and how is the sari market is growing as an industry? How much percentage it is growing?
The industry suggests that, you know, it's growing at an 8% CAGR year on year.
Okay, and what is the like-to-like growth in the Q2?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
Same store growth, like-to-like growth compared to Q2 last year to this year, because we have opened some new stores also.
SSG per Q2, in fact, was approximately minus 5% because of the shifting the wedding dates, etc. All that. Since we are expecting that the H2 should be compensating for this and should be much better, we should be evening out during the second half, and possibly may achieve a small single digit number by the time we close the financial.
So actually, I was hearing an interview post listings from someone from your company. So they were talking about the 15 to 20% growth in the next 2-3 years. So because retail is growing very good speed in India, but this year is okay. We can do, you are saying, single digit growth for next year or FY25 or 26. At some point, we can grow by 15 to 20%. On
when we speak about SSGs for these stores will normally be in the range of 3 to 4%, and they will be fluctuating on that. Because we are adding additional stores and those stores are for the premium format, etc., the growth on a company level per se, what we have projected as 15-20% must easily be achieved. If we are restricting it to SSG same store, in our case, a matured store, we take it as one which has operated for the full year. So if you are taking about SSG, once the store sees the full cycle and stabilizes at one point, from there the SSG would be in the range of about 3-4% continuously, but the new stores will be contributing substantially higher. Since we will be implementing large number of stores of a premium format in the next 2 years, the growth per se for the company would be in the range of 15-20%
And in the organized market, so who are our main competitor in the south market as a brand display?
See, I think with respect to competition, I think if you take in the listed space, there is no particular like-to-like comparison that we'd like to have. For instance, because we have all 4 formats targeting like as low as 200 rupees, we have products worth of like about 5 lakh rupees. So most of the players seem to just focus on one of the segments. But rather, if I have to put the competition in a different perspective, maybe Varamahalakshmi silks will compete with the likes of Nallis, Kalamandir will compete with the likes of Kothis, and Tanera will compete with the likes of Varamahalakshmi. So there is each and every format and competes with different players. And again, there's a whole lot of players who are unlisted, being RS Brothers, Kankatala and other players in the regional players who operate in these markets. More or less, areas where we currently are, wherever in the entire country, the competition comes in unorganized as well as organized, and few of them being in the listed space as well. These are some of the names that I have taken out, but there are many, many players as such who operate in these markets who have good market resonance here.
And last question, sir, is all these stores are owned by the company, no franchise store?
As of now, 54 plus these three stores, all of them are company-owned, company-operated stores only. It's on a long lease where we rent out the premises from the owner and we set up the stores. We don't even have any revenue sharing with our landlord as well. And that's the model that we have always been following and we will be looking forward to follow as well. However, with the IPO funds, I think what we would like to see in the near future is to work on our KLM format, to work on a franchisee. Broadly, it will be a franchisee-owned, company-operated stores. We are yet to make significant progress there. So we have more or less the skeletal structure of how the entire structure needs to work. Over the course of next quarters, we anticipate to open one or two of these franchisee stores, carefully assess how these stores are performing, and then probably take a stand once we see these results coming through.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir, for the answering all the questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Babel from Shubkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. A few questions. You are targeting a 5-10% growth this year and 15-20% growth next year. So at those levels of revenue growth, what kind of margins you are looking at operating level?
So we are, whatever stores that we are putting up right now are in the premium segment of ours, Varamahalakshmi format. And also we have various plans, strategies for improving the operational efficiency, be it in the sourcing or managing the creditors, reducing the payables and all that. There's a multi-pronged attempt that is being made to improve the margins as such, and it will be on a staggered basis as we are putting up stores year after year. This will be improved, and that's the broad target that we have is by year 26 we should be able to improve in the margins to the extent of about 4-5%.
Okay, and this would be mainly led by improvement in gross margins.
By efficiencies and improving on efficiencies, as also since premium format will give a better yield, better margins. Together, we should be able to get approximately 5%, 4-5% improvement in the next 2 years.
Okay. And so 5-10% growth this year and a 15-20% growth next year will lend you somewhere around 1700-1800 crores of revenue. Whereas at the time of IPO, you had guided for some 2000 crores revenue with 120 crores of profit. Sorry, 200 crores of profit. So are we downgrading it or are we on track to achieve that? Or I mean, what's the status on that?
No, now that we have funds and we have the plans already in place, just we are trying to be on a conservative basis at this point of time. But surely we should be able to do much better than what this 15-20% is, because it is mostly volume driven. We are putting up additional stores, additional square feet area and all that, and also improving the internal efficiency. Surely we can expect much better than 15-20%, but being conservative is not a bad idea.
So just to reconfirm, I mean the 2000 crore revenue target and a 200 crore PAT target next year, it's quite possible, you are saying?
No. Possible that depending on the implementation, but for the present, we will take it only as 20-25% growth perspective.
Okay. And this year you had guided for 120 crores of profit. We have done somewhere around 40 crores in the first half. Do you believe that the H2 can be like 70-80 crores so that we can reach to that 120 crore mark?
We are targeting and working towards that. Maybe there 10%± variation could be there. But surely we will make an effort to reach to that target. H1, because
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, because we are expecting, seeing the retail, it is dependent on the calendar and then other festivities, et cetera, happening. So by the current trend and the festival dates as well as wedding dates that are there, we shall definitely make an effort to reach to those targets, given a plus or minus sensitivity to the extent of about 10%.
Okay. And sir, what kind of retail area expansion you are looking at in this year and next year? I understand you had guided for 30 stores per se addition, but in terms of square feet, what would be the year-end square feet area which you would be working with? And then over on that base, what kind of growth you are looking at in area expansion?
This year we will be doing approximately 50,000 sq ft addition. And year 2025, we should be able to do anywhere between 80,000 to 1 lakh sq ft.
After adding 50,000 this year, you'll be ending this year with what kind of retail area in totality?
655,000 now.
6 lakh. And on that base, you'll be adding some 1 lakh sq ft.
Yeah, next year target would be 1 lakh sq ft.
Okay, okay. And sir, what was the per square feet sales in your first half in your Varamahalakshmi stores?
This is one sensitive thing to be going on a public platform. It shall be restricted to the company level figures at this point of time, which
Okay.
we have
Okay.
we have done As we have done last year, it is ranging around 22,000 at this point of time. And once we see a better traction in H2, this might improve to towards the end of the year.
Okay, okay. And sir, overall, are you witnessing any slowdown in the consumer sentiment or in the industry, or are you facing any challenges which might, you know, force you to relook at your expansion plans going forward? Or in other words, sorry, in addition to that, any negative thing coming in the Varamahalakshmi stores, I mean, the footfalls which are below expectations or the sales per square feet, which is below expectation. Any negative things which you are looking at?
So currently what we see is the only impact that we have is the shift of the wedding date calendars from H1 to H2. Apart from that, soon after H2 has ended in October, as I did mention, that we have seen great amount of footfalls coming to the stores. And these new stores are also doing phenomenally well, so we do not anticipate any major slowdowns or anything that impact our any of our stores, not only Varamahalakshmi, Kalamandir, KL and Fashion Mall stores as well. The only thing that we have to understand here is that since we operate majorly in the occasion wear and wedding wear, the impact of these festivities and weddings have an impact on the company, and all of them falling under H2 is going to just give a good way run track record moving forward, and we do not anticipate any slowdowns or any breakages.
One small issue that we have is, as I explained in the opening remarks, our Mylapore stores may have some lesser productivity this year because of the metro construction around, and then next two quarters also, that particular store might have a little problem. Nevertheless, other stores would be operating to the satisfactory levels.
But how big is that store in terms of revenue on a yearly basis? Just to understand the impact.
The impact on overall on a yearly basis could be in the range of about 15 to 20 crores.
15 to 20 crores. Okay. And so my last question is, what was the reason for a very soft performance in the first quarter of this year?
I'll take the question. So overall, I think again, it all narrows down to the occasion and wedding wear calendar. So that's the whole essence of where we operate. So because we operate in the women's ethnic wear segment, and we also, not only this, one other aspect here is that overall we have been seeing a weak demand in the consumer discretionary space as well. And that has also been some of the tailwind which why we have seen a weak Q1 as well. And Q2 was definitely majorly because of the shift in the wedding calendars. These are the only two reasons why we have seen such a little bit signs of weakness in this H1. Apart from that, everything remains solid and we only anticipate to grow in the H2.
Okay, and sir, what kind of working capital you guys are working with for the company as a whole in terms of inventory days and creditors?
Inventory also, we will not have any debtors. As you know, it's all counter sales.
I understand.
Inventory also, we are trying to optimize as of now because to give you a ballpark figure, last September we had an inventory of approximately 780 crores, and we have focused on optimizing that, and after adding those 8 stores, this September we have only 719 crores of inventory. So there is a substantial improvement. Normally September end, we will be filling the stores to the full capacities because of the festivals that will be coming in from October on. So there is an improvement on that, and creditors also we are slightly reducing over the last year. In fact, last year the figure was approximately 310 crores also, which we have brought it down to 229 crores during the current year. So there is a constant improvement on the working capital management at this point of time. The borrowings for working capital for this kind of inventories are in the range of, currently are about 190 crores.
190
crores.
Okay.
So working capital borrowings.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh yeah. Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chinmay Gandre from Canara HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So with respect to the growth for this year, so suppose we end up with a high single-digit sales growth over last year, so which effectively means for the second half, we'll need to grow by almost near 20%. So are you pretty confident about that growth in the H2? Considering even how the maybe the festival period happened so far?
No, SSG is calculated on the matured stores or the existing stores earlier, which we are expecting by the year end they will be evened out. So there will not be any major SSG that could be achieved on the matured stores. But since we have already put up 8 stores last year and these stores this year, already 3 stores and other stores will be coming into operation for a partial capacity. The improvement to the extent of that 5-10% that we are targeting would be possible. It's not about the cover, having an SSSG beyond the last year's turnover.
So actually, I was not talking about SSGs per se. I was talking about absolute sales growth of around high single digits. From a 1350 crore base which we had. So based on what we have done in H1, so basically effectively for H2 our implied growth is almost near 20%, 18 to 20% would be the number on H2 versus last year H2. So in terms of sales. So basically considering the festive period which has played so far, we are reasonably confident of achieving this kind of number.
Normally, as a thumb rule also, between H1 and H2, it used to be 45-55 earlier. This year, because of the shift in the with festivities and weddings and number of weddings being more, this might work out anywhere between 40 and 60 or even better. So that is the logic behind the HO2 being much better than what it was last year.
One other point I'd like to mention here is that last year H2, we have added 8 new stores which have happened in the early or in the mid in Q3, Q4 time. So even those stores revenue also will get added in this H. Plus we have new stores also coming up. We are actively working on and many of the new stores will also come. So with all of these, we'll definitely be able to get to the projections where what we tend to believe to achieve this year.
Sure. And in terms of the festival period so far, could you qualitatively could you give us a number in terms of what would be a festive versus festive growth, say Navratri versus previous Navratri or whatever is festive period that you consider on a festive to festive?
I got the question. So quantitatively, I think I won't be able to give you an answer. Probably I'll give you these numbers in the next quarter discussions. But overall, what we've seen is like a good amount of walk-ins. Our bills have increased and our revenues also in these stores have also increased. So we see a good demand. Definitely better than last year.
Okay. Sure. Thirdly, my question was on your gross margin. So even if I look at your Q1 numbers and your Q2 numbers, I mean, there is like almost 100 to 200 basis volatility. I think 39% was in Q1. Now we are around 41% kind of gross margins broadly. So can you throw some light on this quarterly volatility in terms of the gross margins and
Yes, the gross margin mainly depends on our product mix during the period. And normally when wedding and other festivities purchases were not there, the major outflow will be on the fancy sarees and other those kind of products which normally will have a reasonable gross margin levels attached to it. So that is how we saw a small improvement in the gross margins during this quarter. And of course, when wedding purchases, etc. will come, there is a possibility that we will be able to maintain this or improve slightly upon this.
Okay.
We are also attempting various methods to improve our purchase efficiency, whereby our cost of goods sold also will come down. So coupled with these two factors, we should be able to maintain the improved gross margins going ahead.
Okay, thank you. That's
thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address questions from all participants in the conference, kindly limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Savai from Abacus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
My question is regarding the cash which we are sitting on post the IPO. So how do we see the interest income and other income part of it for H2 of 24?
Mm-hmm.
So if we have seen the first assets on
Nirav, can you repeat the question,
please? So I'm seeing post-IPO with the kind of cash which we are sitting on, do we see a big decline in interest income for the second half? And what is the kind of increase which will be in the other income?
Other income, see, currently we are targeting approximately 7 to 8% return on the funds that we have not utilized. Thus far we have utilized more than 150 crores. And then on the balance, we are targeting approximately 7 to 8% return till the time we use them. The interest cost also should come down slightly because we have initiated out of our GCP, we have initiated the process of reducing our payable days, etc. We initiated in October itself. So going ahead, there might be an improvement in the other income by way of interest on fixed deposits or what, wherever we invest, and the actual working actual finance costs that we spend would come down on a staggered basis.
So if I were to look at the other income part, what would be the number if you can guide something for H2?
H2 in the 300% is average na 300 approximately 12 to 15 crores.
Okay, so 12 to 15 crores can come from other income. And what would be the savings on the interest side? If I look at the first half, it's about 27 crores, which is interest expense. So how much can it come down in H2?
Out of 27 crores, 9 crores is out of that Ind AS adjustment. So actual interest outflow was about 17 to 18 crores. We may be able to achieve, because for us to run down the existing borrowing and facilities, it might go up to December. So broadly, we may end up with saving about 1.5 to 2 crores.
Okay, so maybe about 15 odd crores would be the interest income for H2.
Interest expense
for H2 on the cash which we have.
Correct.
And in the festive season, do we see an improvement in margins because the sales velocity will be higher, the OPEX would be more or less similar? So what kind of EBITDA margin would be there for the third quarter, assuming that, you know, wedding season, festive season, everything has been clubbed together?
Yeah, obviously the margins vis-a-vis EBITDA, see, even at this level, the stores are with full cost. The stores are running with full cost only. So whatever additional throughputs that we get out of the stores, barring the sales commissions, etc., there will not be any proportionate increase in the expenses. So the margin should definitely be improved in the second quarter, with the higher throughputs from these stores, particularly the wedding and other sales.
Okay, so if you look at the second quarter, EBITDA margin were about 16.8%. Is it right to assume that H2 margins would be higher than this?
Adjusted, it is a
higher sales and all. Yes.
Surely yes, because at this point, not 16, 15 and 16.7. But for the entire H1, we have about 15.8% as a EBITDA margin. And because of this improved sales and the throughputs, particularly in the higher segment, premium segment, we should be able to get a better margin.
So about 17-18% is something which seems to be achievable for H2?
Let us say at this point of time, since it is only 1 month since we have already into the better phase of the second half year.
Yeah.
So we may be able to give a guidance on this after this end of the third.
Right. Got it. That's it for us. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandhar from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Can you be slightly louder?
It's low, sir.
Just wait. Is it better?
Yes. Please continue.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Just this 5 to 10% growth, when we are saying this is for company as a whole, or it is second half or SSG, what exactly it is?
It's in a broader perspective on the company as a whole.
For full year?
Yeah.
Okay. And this gross margin expansion in H1 is largely because of the mix change. There is no price increases. Or there has been any price increases?
No, there has been no. In fact, it's not as though there will be a specific price attached to it, because the product mix varies from a small 50 rupees merchandise to 2 lakh rupees, and there cannot be a revision in between. So it's not about the prices, but the product mix mainly drives driven the improvement in the margin in this.
Okay. In general, if I may ask, within the four quarters, how the revenue distributions in general it is there? Say maybe Q1 is 25%, 22%. How is the general distribution of revenue across quarters?
It will be in the order of, say, Q3, Q4, Q2, and Q1. Q3 being the best, then Q4, and Q2, Q1 now.
Q3, Q2, and Q1 and Q4.
Q3 will be the highest. Q4 will be the next better. Between these two, it will be approximately 55%.
Okay.
And then Q2 and then Q1, between them would be approximately 40%.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Ankit here from PhillipCapital. I just wanted to know, are you seeing more pain in Varamahalakshmi or in K Fashion Mall? Because some of the value fashion companies are seeing higher pain at the lower income group level. So if you can just share some color between these two store formats.
Ankit, sorry, I'm not able to hear your question properly. Could you repeat the question?
Sure. My question is between Varamahalakshmi and between KLM Fashion Mall, because they account for nearly 75%-80% of the business. Where are you seeing more pain in terms of demand and SSG, given that KLM is pretty much a value fashion store, and your lower-income people, lower-middle class, are seeing more discretionary spend pains in north and other geographies as well? So could you just share between KLM and Varamahalakshmi, where is the significant pain coming in the first half?
Okay. You're talking about the pain in the first half? Okay. So overall, I think when you talk about KLM Fashion Mall, I would like to classify it not purely under value fashion mall. A part of a major contribution is coming from the sarees and ethnic side of the men's and kids as well. So I would definitely not classify it a typical value fashion. Again, as we always mention, the entire portfolio, be it Varamahalakshmi or be it KLM, we always are driven by festive and occasion wear markets only. And overall, in terms of the consumer discretionary, both these formats saw a little bit of a weak demand in both these formats. And especially Varamahalakshmi is majorly, more than KLM, is impacted by the wedding dates. And the wedding date calculation, as we all know, is based on the local calendars. So that's what happened in Q1. And talking about Q2, it is not just a weak demand. Weak demand was slowly recovering. But the problem what happened in Q2 was majorly because of the shift in the wedding dates. Adhik Maas and all of that, like Pitru Paksha, all of that in the end had an impact on both these formats. Now, what's happening right now in our stores is post-October 14th, we have been seeing great amount of footfalls coming into all of these formats of stores.
So on a 10-day like for Navratri, last year, women shoppers typically tend to buy early by two, three weeks, right? So if you have to just adjust for that, how much sales, according to you, you would have lost in quarter two because of the shift in festive?
So generally, I think last year, Dussehra, and this year, Dussehra, if you compare, I think we have been able to see about 5%-10% increase. But again, we'll be able to discuss more about this in the next quarter. And H2, definitely, because of that, Adhik Maas and Pitru Paksha coming in, I think that saw a little bit of an impact. In terms of quantifying it, I don't have that quantification metric. Probably, we'll be able to share that number in the next quarterly results to come.
Sure. My second question is on the creditor days. Do you think now with cash in the kitty, you can reduce your creditor days to have more bargaining on the gross margin side of the business, and from when can we see that show in our gross margins?
We have initiated that already. In fact, out of our GCP funds, we have started reducing the payable days and negotiating with the vendors on the cash discounts. And we will also be able to discuss about volume discounts once we establish further stores. This year itself, we are targeting to put another 10 stores. So the process has already been initiated. We will be able to see a tangible improvement on account of this towards the fourth quarter of this year.
And so if you can quantify, typically the CD would be around 1.5 to 2%, or it will be marginally lower. So we can, you know, build that in from FY25 for the full year, that benefit should accrue to us.
Broadly, we realize that the weavers are borrowing at the rates ranging for it between 18 to 20%. So within that, we will be able to per annum that way. For that, we will be able to negotiate and perhaps be able to get at least about 1 to 1.25% cash discount.
Understood. So my last question is on the rentals. Can you share the pre-Ind AS, you know, rental for the quarter and for half year? What you would have paid?
25 crores actual cash outlay for the rentals.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir, and happy Diwali to you and the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Sohantalia from Buoyant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have few questions. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead.
So my first question is on inventory. Like, what is the ballpark number for Vara Mahalakshmi per square foot?
Yash, thank you. But then, as we also always discussed, we would not like to share the format level revenues or numbers or any numbers. I think at this point of time, we believe that to be a little bit detrimental in terms of the company's business interest. Probably we can discuss post this call.
Sure. And how we are able to sold our unsold inventory or out of trend inventory in the business?
So generally, the best part about what we operate is majorly because it's all coming from sarees. I think 67% of the revenue came from sarees last year, and this year the dynamics seems to be a little bit more than that. Fundamentally, the saree is one size fits all. That's the first thing that we'd like to mention here. And the second thing is these designs and everything do not go out of style, or the life cycle of a saree, lifespan of a saree, the shelf life in a typical store at least lasts for about 3 years. Along with this, we have a very good incentive system that we have, which is enabled in our stores, and which where we proudly say that this incentive section enables us, the customers, the salesmen to sell these products much faster way. Typically, sarees is a category where it's not self-service, majorly driven by salespeople. A lot of push mechanism happens, meaning to say when a customer walks into a store, our salesman, if given the right incentive, he'll be able to convert that into a proper sale. This incentive structure, I think, is a very detailed and a multi-level incentive structure that we have in our stores is enabling us to move the stock very, very swiftly. And the second important point I'd like to mention here also is most of our stores are in clusters, and we have systems guiding us through every step of the way to understand the probability of sell-throughs in a store one versus store two. That's also a major factor that helps us to rotate the stock from one store to the other store. With these two factors, more or less, we think we are able to quickly liquidate our stock and be able to, like, you know, sell that inventory to our customers. And we've never run into a situation where we had to throw inventory because of, like, you know, we were not able to sell. And also another interesting fact that I'd like to mention is because we have four formats
in different segments. Often what we also tend to do is like we try to a little bit of cross convert these sarees which happen to, if in case have any damages, to convert into a kurta or any other value added apparel, and often like, you know, it tends to yield a better margin. So we have never had a problem of slow moving or dead inventory. With this state of the art incentive engine that we have in our company, I think our salesmen are able to effectively move the stock and liquidate as fast as possible.
Okay, so what has been the dead stock or the discounted inventory in past few years as a percentage of total inventory?
With respect to our discounted inventory, I think I'd like to mention here is more than 90% of the entire sale is full price sale. Most of our formats, I mean, if I have to talk about especially Varamahalakshmi Silk, in the history we have never run any discount or any end of season sale or any clearance sale of that sort. Only in a few select stores of Kala Mandir and Mandir, because it has a heritage, we have been operating these stores for a very long time. Only these stores have, select stores have some sort of an anniversary sale. The idea is not to liquidate any old stock or slow moving stock, it's just basically to reconnect back to our customers. And with respect to our dead inventory levels, generally we do not have any dead inventory levels lined up in our balance sheet. All we tend to do is that we tend to adjust this towards our gross margin levels. The way it happens is we have ASM audit with our banks. What happens is like banks.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold the line. The management's line has been disconnected while I reconnect them. Give me a moment.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the management's line has been connected. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, I hope I was able to answer your question. I'm sorry, I think there was a disconnection from our end.
Yeah. And one more question. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so currently we have EBITDA margin of around 15-16, while some of our peers in South have very high EBITDA margin. So is the difference because of product mix, or are we comfortable with this margin, or we can improve our margin going forward?
So with respect to Saisil's Kala Mangir, the idea here, the rationale behind of keeping it very, very sharp is because we believe our products are rightly priced in terms of the price, quality, customer support and everything as well. As I already did mention, we do not believe in marking up the products too much and wait for the end of season sale or any discounted sale coming in through, that will basically balance it out. We believe our products are rightly priced, and that's the reason why if you talk about most of our advertisement spends, our advertisement spends are as low as around 3%, which is much, much lower compared to the entire industry. Most of the marketing, most of that happens through the word of mouth. And that has always been our greatest strength. And we continue to maintain these amount of gross margin levels. And talking about our EBITDA levels, I think currently from the internal side, I think with respect to the management bandwidth and our fixed costs per se, we are having a bandwidth to expand about to around 50 to 60 more stores without having to worry too much about these costs making a big difference to the EBITDA levels. So overall, over these course of next two fiscal years, wherein we see an improvement in terms of gross margin levels, as well as all of these stores are coming with the Varamahalakshmi stores, and all of these stores coming in one single state of Tamil Nadu, that will improvise the overall back-end logistical support, the sales support, and the market in itself doing phenomenally well. All of these tailwinds will definitely enable us to improvise our EBITDA levels from where we are in the next 2 years to much higher stages.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. That answers my question. Best of luck for the upcoming quarter.
Thank you, Yash.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bharadwaj for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all once again for joining this call. Wishing you a very happy and a prosperous Diwali. Looking forward to connect with you all during the next quarter results. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.